This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Welcome, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Dalton Russell, owner of Stack Supplements. Welcome today, Dalton. Thank you for being our special guest on the Good Neighbors Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.
Our pleasure, sir. Our pleasure. We've met here today to just kind of talk a little bit about you and your company and what y'all offer to the to our listeners out there. And so when we want to get started, just on a lighthearted note, tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Yeah, so I moved down here just a few years ago with my current fiance. You know, she went to college out here, got a job offer, and so we just kind of set in our roots here in Chattanooga.
All right. Well, nice to have you. Glad to have you in the Chattanooga area. Tell us about your business.
Yeah, so I own Stack Supplements. We are a sports nutrition vitamin kind of store. We offer, you know, premium quality supplements as well as easy grab and go meals that are all low calorie, high protein. We also offer body composition scans where we do our nutrition coaching and guidance to, you know, help people get the results they're looking for in weight loss or general health, pretty much offering any resource that we possibly can to our customers.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Tell our listeners about your journey. You know, how and why did you wind up getting into your business?
Man, we could go pretty far back. You know, I had hit a rough patch in my life and then moved home and fitness kind of took over who I was and just helped me kind of crawl out of that space. And it's just everything clicked really well with me because I had such a respect and passion for it that I just slowly started to pursue more and more in health and fitness. Ended up at a job managing a Stack Supplements in Missouri. And then they internally promoted me to a store owner here. Then I built this one out here in Chattanooga. Did the whole thing, found the location, contacted the contractors and built the whole thing out. The shelves you see in my store, I assembled those with my own hands. So.
Wow. That's an awesome story. Congratulations on your success there, Dalton. Now, you know, the fitness industry is full of a lot of myths or misconceptions, but as far as your particular take on it and your business goes, can you tell us about any of those that you hear about your products or services?
Yeah. As far as the fitness industry goes, I could talk for hours on that. But in my industry, the supplements specifically, a lot of people are under the impression that supplements are not regulated by the FDA. So that I would say that's like the biggest misconception about the industry is supplements are in fact pretty tightly regulated by the FDA. We have our regulations, we have our rules and our laws that we're supposed to follow. And so, you know, that, you know, when you come into a store like mine, you are getting quality products that follow those guidelines.
Okay. Yeah. That was something I didn't know. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. Kind of turn it to the personal side just a little bit. What does Dalton do for fun when he's not working on his business?
Oh man. What I do for fun is a lot of outdoor stuff when you can, you know, Chattanooga is a great place for that. Spending time with friends, you know, and just fellowshipping together and, you know, just building those bonds and appreciating some quality time with people.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Chattanooga is a wonderful place for outdoor activities. That's for sure. Can you describe one hardship or maybe like life challenge that you rose above and can now say, you know, because of that challenge, you're better or stronger for it?
Yeah. My first three semesters of college, I completely flunked out. I had a 0.8 GPA. I had a completion rate of only about 30%. So I was on some pretty severe academic probation. This is during that rough patch in my life that I had mentioned earlier. I had a bit of an ego death. I moved back in with my parents and got things back on track, but it wasn't easy. I had to work full time and go to school and repair the damage that I had done. So pulling yourself out of a 0.8 GPA is pretty difficult. Had to take a lot of extra classes and I had to commute to school. It's not like I could live on campus. So I was working 30 hours a week and I was driving an hour each way to go to school. So really just putting your nose down and just staying focused and making those sacrifices to achieve your goals really, really made me a better person and made me a man of action. You know, I don't think I still procrastinate, but you know, I get things done when I need to get them done. So, yeah, that'd probably be my biggest thing that I overcame was flunking out of school and letting that ego death to move back in with the folks.
Yeah, that's quite an achievement, Dalton. I know I can see where that would make you stronger as an individual, definitely. What's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business in particular?
Yeah, with our business, I want people to know that I don't approach supplement like snake oil sales. Okay. I am always customer focused. So if you walk into my store with zero experience in supplementation, I'm not going to throw you six products and tell you to go about your day and this is going to absolutely fix everything. I had mentioned our nutrition coaching. So we really lay the foundation and the importance of the nutrition. That's a free service that we offer. So I have people who are only using that right now. So if that's all you can afford, come in and get the education. We're always going to educate you. And then from there, we develop a supplement plan to complement your goals and what you're trying to achieve. So never feel like you're going to be oversold coming into my store. We're going to be worried about you, your goals, and what is going to be in line with that, most importantly.
That sounds like a very valuable service that you're offering to the public there. I hope our listeners take advantage of that.
Oh, thank you.
Now, how can our listeners learn more or contact you or even stop by and visit with you?
Yeah, so I'm a brick and mortar location, so I would love for you guys to just come in and see me or my guys. We are located in Hixson, Tennessee, off of Highway 153. Best way to tell people is next to the Chick-fil-A or the Walmart Supercenter there. We've got a small little shop. You can come in and say hi to us, and we can kind of build a friendship. We also have online presence with Instagram. You Stack Supplements TN on Instagram or our local Facebook page. Or you can follow my personal page too, where I post a lot of content. And that's beef.power on Instagram as well.
Okay. And do you have a telephone number that they could contact you at?
I do have a telephone number. That will be easily found on our Google page when you search us, because I do not have it memorized off the top of my head.
Okay.
If you would like to contact me, I'm the owner, so my phone lines are pretty much open all the time. My personal number is 417-664-5195.
Okay. All right. And what is the website address one more time?
So our Instagram is Stacked Supplements TN. And then our website would be stackedsupplements.com. That you can get an idea of the products that we carry, but I would appreciate it if you would come see me in store, because that does go to the founders. I don't have a direct connection with the website.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that for us. Yeah. And is Stacked spelled the normal way, or does it have a special spelling?
Yeah, it's apostrophe D. So STACK apostrophe D. When you're looking it up online, it's just remove the apostrophe. It's just STACKD.
Okay. I thought so. I wanted you to clarify that for us. So,
yeah.
So thank you for that. Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you today, Dalton. Just a brief overview of what you do. But even though it's been brief, you provided a lot of detailed information, and we sure thank you for it. And I hope you've enjoyed being on the show with us. We've been glad to have you.
I did enjoy it, Scott. It was an honor.
The honor is all ours. But to all the good neighbors of the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Dalton and learning more about his company, we hope you will take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your day to visit with us at the Good Neighbors Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's GNPCleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.